Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a 57-year-old male, been very active my entire life. Since 2000, about 18 years ago, I've been on testosterone cypionate, and which worked well. And then about 2 years ago, I was put on levothyroxine 0.75, whatever it is, micrograms. And the issue, I'm having extreme fatigue again right now, and I have been off testosterone for about 4 months because I've relocated and don't have a new primary care physician. But I've noticed that when I take both testosterone and the thyroid, I feel great. If I only take testosterone and not thyroid, I don't feel well. And if I only take thyroid and not testosterone, I don't feel well, you know, fatigue and all those kinds of things. And I'm wondering if there's some kind of a symbiotic relationship between some of those pituitary hormones.
Not necessarily, sir. I'm sorry, but we all get to an age where thyroid, testosterone, and if we're ladies, the estrogen's already gone down. And they're just two things manifesting in one person. Thyroid's getting weak, and the testosterone, with time, always does get weak. Now, thyroid has a bad habit of getting weak because of all the chloride and fluoride that's dumped into the water and the other things that are into other products. So that we can sometimes do something about, but you need to work with a physician that's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine for that. And it's just as simple for many of us to just take some thyroid. And I'll shut up in a minute, but the only other thing I'd say is levothyroxine all by itself doesn't make any sense. I mentioned the textbook of endocrinology from the University of Washington here, and right there on one of those pages is a listing of a dozen active components that are found in whole thyroid. So unless a person's got autoimmune thyroid problems, I'm for whole thyroid, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the information, and thank you for all that you do for all of us.
Well, thank you. And if you move back to Seattle, I'm pretty sure you can find a physician who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and knows how to work with hormones, sir.
That would be great. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir.